You know, it's wild to think about how quickly artificial intelligence has gone from a niche tech experiment to a mainstream force that's completely reshaping traditional industries. It really feels like we're living through a real-time revolution.
It certainly is transformative, but that rapid integration is also exposing some serious friction points. We're seeing real tension around creative control, labor conditions, and data security that we can't just gloss over.
Exactly. And if you look at three recent developments, they really highlight why we urgently need new industry standards. Let's start with entertainment. The whole collision between generative AI and established creative frameworks is really shaking things up.
It's a perfect example. Amazon MGM Studios recently canceled a film project backed by OpenAI. It wasn't just a creative difference. It was driven by deep tensions over intellectual property, creative control, and ethical concerns.
I know it's a tough spot. Studios absolutely see AI's potential to streamline production, but they're still operating within decades-old union agreements and copyright laws. Walking away from that project really signals a broader hesitation to alienate writers, actors, and directors, or set controversial precedents.
That push and pull is going to define the next decade of filmmaking. Hollywood and tech giants are going to have to sit down and negotiate entirely new boundaries for how AI intersects with human storytelling.
And it's not just happening in front of the cameras. Let's shift gears to the physical infrastructure powering all this. The data centers themselves are facing mounting labor challenges.
Right. People often forget that behind every AI model are massive data centers requiring extensive human maintenance. Driven by aggressive expansion to meet soaring compute demands, workers are increasingly organizing against excessive overtime, safety hazards, and incredibly high-pressure environments.
It's so important to hear that. This pushback is a critical reminder that technological progress simply cannot outpace human well-being. If we ignore the needs of the workforce maintaining this hardware, we risk severe operational bottlenecks. Sustainable AI growth has to mean fair compensation, robust safety standards, and actually sustainable working conditions.
Absolutely. And speaking of vulnerabilities, we have to talk about the third major development, Meta's recent significant employee data leak. It's a stark reminder that major tech companies are confronting their own internal weaknesses.
It's such a paradox, isn't it? The very firms building sophisticated AI models and cutting-edge security systems remain highly susceptible to breaches that expose sensitive internal information. Internal leaks like that can completely erode trust, trigger heavy regulatory scrutiny, and turn advanced systems into corporate liabilities.
Exactly. As companies collect and process unprecedented volumes of data to train these models, the responsibility to secure that information grows exponentially. This underscores a non-negotiable need for rigorous cybersecurity measures and transparent data handling practices that protect both users and employees.
When you step back and look at it all, it's clear that AI is no longer just a productivity tool. It's a catalyst completely reshaping labor markets, corporate responsibilities, and creative industries.
Which is why the path forward requires deliberate, cross-sector collaboration. We can't tackle this in silos anymore.
I couldn't agree more. Policymakers, industry leaders, and workers need to work together to establish clear standards that protect intellectual property, ensure fair labor practices, and maintain stringent data security.
By addressing these friction points proactively, we can steer AI toward a future that's not only innovative, but also sustainable, ethically sound, and broadly beneficial.
It really comes down to how we navigate these challenges. The choices we make now will ultimately determine whether AI becomes a driver of widespread progress or a source of ongoing institutional conflict. And I'm hopeful we're starting to get it right.